RIP 97.9 salutes the veterans and their families who came to Wyndham this weekend for the Learn to Ski and Snowboard Festival, made possible by the Adaptive Sports Foundation and their many volunteers, and our hosts, Wyndham Mountain Resort.
Karen Feldman, thank you so much for inviting me over here again.
Oh, thank you for accepting our invitation and joining us. I know the troops, they love it.
Yeah, the Adaptive Sports Foundation is doing some really fine work. I understand you do some kayaking and fishing and all kinds of different things
golf,
for people.
Golf, we do everything. Biking, horseback riding, you name it, we do it.
And you adapt to their person's needs.
And sometimes we do it without even thinking about it. You just do whatever needs to be done to allow that individual the independence and freedom that they're looking for.
I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning, but we're talking to Karen Feldman right now from the Adaptive Sports Foundation. I'm so relaxed at this point. We've talked to a lot of great people here, instructors and some of the military people, and they're all so happy and they're all so basically involved in life again.
It was a great morning, I have to say. They many of them came in last night. They had that look in their eyes of, oh, what did I just get myself into? And I just knew that once they got through this morning, when they came in for lunch, you'd see these big grins and smiles, and there was just happiness all over the place. The mountain was in perfect shape today. The weather was fabulous, and it all combined to just to be a great day.
Yes, if you've never done this before and you come out and you see this mountain and you have a certain disability, that could be a little foreboding.
Yes, but with our instructors who are so good at what they do, I'm amazed, actually, at the trust that these soldiers put in our instructors immediately. They just trust them, and they have the confidence that they're not going to let them down, and that's what really makes a good team.
And we'd like to thank all of the volunteers, too. I talked to a couple of them. They've been doing it for, like, up to 23 years.
I'm 21.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. And we had a chance to talk to the Lieutenant Governor today. Which and, of course, Chip Siemens. Yeah, she was great. And she was off to Buffalo. That's her hometown.
Which is under snow, I understand. I think the interstate is closed at the moment.
But I'm sure they'll let her through.
Yeah. But I will tell you, she got such a kick out of, and she really worked it. I mean, she could not have been more gracious today. She not only talked to all of the media, but she spent time with every veteran, the family members, the staff, our volunteers. She just, and she got so much out of it, and she made a promise to these veterans today to make sure that the state was going to take care of them since they have taken care of us. It was a very moving speech.
Oh, I heard part of it. It was very moving, and she was really excited about being here, too.
Yeah. And she didn't read anything. She just stood in front of the podium and talked to everybody from her heart, and you could feel it. I think there were quite a few teary eyes in the room.
Fantastic. So it's been a great day.
A great day, and I can't thank the mountain enough. We could not do this without them. They are a great partner.
Karen Feldman, thank you. Thank you. And thank you on behalf of all of us. And also thank you to the Adaptive Sports Foundation.
It is our pleasure. And you come back anytime.